This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist is taking his anti-filibuster campaign to church this evening in an event called Justice Sunday.
Tell them to do what's right. Tell them to do what's fair. Tell them to do their job. Give judicial nominees the up or down votes they deserve.
That excerpt is from Fox News with Chris Wallace. The entire videotaped speech is being simulcast to Christian radio and TV stations and played in churches around the country. The event is hosted by a Baptist church in Louisville, Kentucky, and it was organized by the Family Research Council. Joining us now is NPR's Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Jennifer.
Why is Senator Frist's appearance on this videotape so controversial?
Well, his appearance is controversial because the fight over the filibuster has really become a fight over the role of religion in politics. And on one side of this debate, you have the sponsors of the broadcast, conservative Christian and evangelical groups, groups like the Family Research Council and other conservative Christian and evangelical groups who have been equating Democratic support of the filibuster with an attack on religion. And as a matter of fact, the title of the telecast is Justice Sunday, the filibuster against people of faith. Now, on the other hand, you have liberal groups like People for the American Way saying that this kind of approach mixes religion in politics, uses religion for partisan purposes, and they think that Frist's participation in this telecast is inappropriate.
Well, a videotape of his statement was released earlier today. What else does he say?
Well, it's really interesting. Even though his participation in this telecast is very controversial, his remarks are not. His remarks are very similar to the ones he's made before about doing away with the filibuster for judicial nominations. You just heard him say that all he wants is an up or down vote on the Senate floor. He also goes out of his way to disassociate himself from the attacks on judges that other Republicans have made. He says in his remarks, when we think judicial decisions are outside mainstream American values, we will say so, but we also must be clear that the balance of power among all three branches requires respect, not retaliation. And so he is speaking out in favor of an independent judiciary. And I think it's his participation, not really the substance of his remarks, that's at the source of the controversy.
Well, is his appearance in this videotape likely to help him get the votes he needs to change the filibuster rules?
That's an interesting question. I think that the religious right is already about as mobilized on this issue as they can be. And I also think that whether or not Senator Frist gets 51 Republicans to vote to change the rules, doing away with the judicial filibuster, is going to have less to do with public opinion than what these individual senators feel about changing the rules, how they feel about the traditions of the Senate, how they feel about what happens when the Republicans are in the minority again sometime in the future. I think the battle for public opinion is pretty much over. The groups that care about this are ginned up. What's interesting is the role of Senator Frist's appearance in his own political future. The religious right and the conservative groups inside the Republican Party have made it very clear if Senator Frist wants to keep his viability to get the Republican nomination in 2008, he has to have their support, just the way that George W. Bush did. In the end, I think that whether or not he gets 51 votes to do away with the filibuster will have less to do with his appearance on this telecast and much more to do with how Republicans in the Senate feel about the judicial fights.
And NPR's Mara Liasson, thank you.
Thank you.